I'm Rich Egger, and this is Emphasis. Today's guests are Timothy Collins of the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs and Gene Harmon, who's a food security team leader for the Peace Corps. The opinions Harmon expresses in the program are her own. She's not speaking on behalf of the Peace Corps. Harmon will deliver the keynote speech at the 10th Annual Environmental Summit at Western Illinois University. Tim, when and where does the summit take place?
All right. We will have a session Tuesday evening, April 2nd, on the Quad Cities campus in the new environmental green building there. And then we will be on Wednesday from 9 to 3, where we will have an expo. We will be having speakers, displays, community participation, presentations by students, and such like that.
And your keynote speaker, you want to tell us a little bit about her before we hear from her?
Sure. I am delighted to introduce Jean Harmon. She is with the Peace Corps. Your title, Jean, is Food Security Team Leader. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your job there then?
I am working with a group of people who are known as the Food Security Team. And we are newly constituted. We've been around just about 6-7 months, depending upon who. And we are looking to integrate into current programming and expand programming for volunteers in activities and programming related to food security. So what does that mean? It means that in this group, we have myself, and by training, I am an agricultural and resource economist. We have an agricultural specialist who has a very strong fish background. We have a climate change specialist. We have an environmentalist. We have someone who works in economic development. And we also have someone who is working on monitoring and evaluation with us. So we cover broad bases. We are looking at sustainable agricultural and nutrition. Excuse me, I neglected to mention our nutritionist, who's key to the programming we're doing with respect to volunteer development and ability to help communities improve the use of food to help ensure food security.
Yeah, that term food security, can you explain what that means?
Sure. Everyone globally has food security or doesn't have food security. And basically what it means is that you have enough food to eat through accessing the food, the availability of the food, which could be buying it or growing it, accessing typically is through markets, and you're able to use the food properly, and your ability to access, have it available, and use it is stable. And those are the components of food security. Most of us, not all, but most of us in the United States work or are part of a family who work, and therefore we are able to access our needs in our food through the market. We go to one store or another, the farmer's market, and we purchase our food. But in the largest context, we all look at food security as an umbrella. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of moving forward in the development context.
How much of the world would you say is food insecure?
That varies. And it depends upon whether or not you are talking about undernutrition as well as how insecure. Probably 20% of the globe and at times even higher than that, have issues surrounding food security. It might be that exists only 2 or 3 months out of the year, or it could be year-long. And as we all know, agriculture, which isn't synonymous with food security but certainly drives food security, is seasonal. And so hunger in many parts of the world is also seasonal.
When you try to achieve food security or bring food security someplace else, are you talking about sending food there, or are you trying to find ways to help people produce their own food?
It's not humanitarian assistance. It is market-based food security that we talk about at Peace Corps. And in the largest context, to be sustainable, you want some relationship with that market. And sometimes it does focus on increasing the production of a crop. Sometimes it focuses on making that crop more productive, which could mean higher yields with the same amount of space, the same hectares or acreage. Or it could mean developing something with a value added. You take and make soap out of agricultural products. You make cloth. You make latched baskets, which in turn are sold in the market, which in turn allows the producer of the good an exchange of money to buy food or buy a place in school for their child, buy medication, buy improved inputs. And so we are talking about sustainability of food security and looking at ways to help people increase the sustainability through multiple methods.
And Jean, this is Tim. How does this idea of sustainability and a growing independence in food production and food security itself, how do you think that these things fit in with our theme this year, which is making peace with the planet?
I think that they're a direct link to making peace with the planet. Earth, the planet, the globe, is a pretty astounding place, and is a pretty resilient place. And there's many ways that we know now to reduce our, to use a term that's become fairly common, our footprint, meaning to say the degradation of wherever we are producing, focusing, channeling, growing, removing. We have technologies now that can help reduce soil degradation, lessen water use. And linked to that as well, it's very key that we continue doing research to find additional technologies. Making peace with the planet, making our work, whether it's in the first world, in the United States, in Illinois, in Macomb, or in Central Africa Republic, it's stepping back, looking, planning, and understanding how to integrate new technologies, unknown new technologies, and practices that do create lasting food security and a sustainable planet.
Is food something we take for granted for the most part in the United States? You know, we have public radio programs such as The Splendid Table, which are all about food. Their entire television networks devoted just to food. I mean, do we take it for granted here?
Oh, I think we both have a huge appreciation and take it for granted. Certainly both. The Splendid Table is one of my favorite programs because I don't think this woman takes food for granted at all. I think she understands the production of food. She understands the beauty of food. She understands the taste of food, certainly. I don't think that she takes food for granted. I think anyone who lives in the United States, and we do have food insecurity here, one out of every three children in the United States goes to bed hungry. So please, that probably not taken for granted, but that is something that we don't address. We don't look at if it's not in our backyard. There is hunger in the United States that needs to be addressed. Of course, we're a busy lot of people. It's very easy to zip into the corner store and pick up either a healthy snack or an unhealthy snack. We are very, very fortunate to have food abundantly. Some of it gets wasted. That's not something I'm focusing on. We are just very privileged to have an abundance of food.
So what's next for you and the food security team?
Well, it's exciting, I think. We are putting together some integrated training in components of food security for volunteers that will take place in July and in September. We'll look at how volunteers can themselves integrate nutrition, what are called essential nutrition actions, to work with their communities to improve child and maternal health. Growing techniques, sustainable. We do work with permaculture, which reduces the need for water. Other techniques, looking at developing skills in various agronomic areas. We will include technologies that volunteers might want to introduce or help their communities be able to purchase for better production, storage, transformation of what they're working on. So that's exciting because that will pull in at least 10 of us working on this training. There'll be up to 50 participants, very interactive, approximately 10, 12 days. And so the effort is enormous, and the rewards are even larger.
Jean Harmon is a food security team leader for the Peace Corps. We also heard from Timothy Collins of the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs. Harmon will give the keynote speech at next week's Environmental Summit at Western Illinois University. The event will conclude with a reception Wednesday evening from 6 o'clock to 7:30 at the West Central Illinois Arts Center in Macomb. For Tri-States Public Radio News, I'm Rich Egger.